And it's my pleasure to be joined by Barbara Butcher. Her book is entitled, What the Dead Know, Learning About Life as a New York City Death Investigator. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is kind of fun, huh? This whodunit festival?
It is. This is wonderful. Getting to meet the people who read the books is terrific because, you know, we work in the dark. I work alone in a little guest bedroom in front of my computer all day long. And sometimes I think about the people who read my work. Well, now I get to see them.
Right.
And it's lovely to have that connection.
That must be great for you as well. And I just want to remind folks, you can go to hamptonswhodunit.org and you'll get the entire schedule. So you got a job as a medical examiner in New York City. You were only the second woman ever to be hired for the role of death investigator in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So what was your background prior to this to make you eligible for this position?
Well, I'll tell you first, I was a medical legal death investigator working for the medical examiner's office.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was not a forensic pathologist. I was a scene investigator.
Okay.
So how I got into it, you know, as a kid, I was enormously curious and a little weird. And my parents got me a dissecting kit and a microscope for my birthday. And kids used to bring me the roadkill from the neighborhood. And I would dissect it to figure out, you know, what happened? Why did this little creature die? And, you know, how do things work inside
there? Oh, my goodness. How old are we talking here?
Oh, we're talking 10 to 12 years old.
So you never had a problem with blood?
Never.
Never. You were intrigued by it.
Yeah, I was curious as all hell. So I became in time a physician assistant working in surgery. So again, more blood didn't bother me.
Gotcha.
And then I became like a hospital administrator and all these kind of jobs that were very, very boring for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my life kind of changed. A lot of different things happened. I got sober, for one thing.
That's a good thing.
That was a very good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
And one of the benefits of that was I got to go to this program called EPRA, Employment Program for Recovering Alcoholics.
Nice.
And what they did, they gave me all those tests, Minnesota multiphasic preferential blah, blah tests, like a career counseling service.
Mm.
And it came out that I should either be a poultry veterinarian or a coroner. I said, poultry? Why poultry? And the guy said, well, look, you'd be a good veterinarian. You're very good at diagnostics.
Right.
And but if you were with puppies and kittens and you couldn't cure them, your heart would be broken. But chickens? Nobody cares about chickens. They have beady little eyes and, you know, you can't really get attached to them. I said, I'll take coroner.
Okay.
So
that's how you got the position.
Yeah. Well, he said, call the person in New York who you think has the best job in the world. So I called Charles Hirsch, the chief medical examiner of New York.
And did you know him?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I made a cold call. I said, can I have an informational interview? Of course, come on in.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a terrific guy. And we spoke and he introduced me to people. I didn't know it at the time, but they had a job opening for an investigator. And you needed a medical background as a physician assistant or a physician.
Mm-hmm.
They offered me a job right then and there.
It makes me think of that. Some people describe luck as what? Preparation and opportunity meeting?
Yes,
it sounded
exactly.
Like exactly what happened to you.
Like a God shot, I call it.
And
it
was sure.
Like, you know, it just happened so wonderfully. And this was the dream job for me.
That's great.
You know, I'm nosy, I'm curious, and I don't mind dead things.
How long were you on the job? Is that
23 years.
Wow, that's quite a run.
It is.
I just want to remind folks, we're talking to Barbara Butcher. The book is What the Dead Know, Learning About Life as a New York City Death Investigator. It's her first book, but it sounds fascinating, obviously, just from the title. And Barbara, you're explaining it like you love what you do.
I do.
Did. And now you love to write about it.
Yeah, I do. You know, the corona shutdown gave me the opportunity to just sit in my room and write for 2 years. You know, my consulting, I had retired from the medical examiner's office.
Gotcha.
I had a consulting business, but that all shut down. So I took that time and wrote the book. And, at first it was a little upsetting.
I bet to relive the things.
Yeah, reliving them. But then in a way, it really helped to get it all out. And, I had a purpose in writing that book.
You absolutely did. Now, is this 5,500 death scenes and 680 were homicides?
Yep.
And you were on the scene for these things and you investigated these situations. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. In the best possible city in the world to do it.
And why do you say that?
Well, New York City has the greatest variety of life and also the greatest variety of death.
Wow.
I think it was Dennis Leary who said something like, New York is such a wonderful city. There are so many interesting ways to die.
And it sounds like Dennis Leary.
Yeah, and yeah. It's true. I got to see everything from Fifth Avenue penthouses filled with original artwork, Cezanne's, Monet's.
Right.
And then a few hours later, I'd be crawling under an abandoned building to pull out some poor heroin addict who had overdosed in a pile of garbage.
Oh, my goodness.
So I went.
This is powerful stuff, Barbara.
I went high to low every single day.
Holy cow.
It was crazy.
Holy smokes. Now, you kind of alluded to the fact that you were consulting. Do other authors approach you when they're writing, or does the media ask you for consultation on your career?
Yes, they did. For a long time, I would help other authors or television writers. But most of my consulting work was for families who were not satisfied with the investigation they got or had a cold case, no solution, or they disagreed with the medical examiner's determination. Like the ME might say it was a suicide, and that's so hard for families to accept.
Right.
They would rather know that it was a homicide than a suicide.
Right. So would this be from folks around the country, around the world, would reach out to you about the death of someone that they wanted further investigation into because they didn't feel that the local police or jurisdiction did a good enough job?
Yeah, most of it was East Coast.
East Coast,
I don't
okay.
think I went further than Ohio, further west. But yeah, most of my work was in the New York area or East
This
Coast.
Is very powerful stuff, Barbara.
Thank you.
And I appreciate what you do. I mean, I really admire it. And finally, I mean, do you have any, were you a fan of the genre of true crime or this type of writing? Or you just because you've had such an interesting career, you said, I'm going to write about it.
No, I've never been a true crime. I never was a true crime fan.
Gotcha.
Because what I was seeing was so much more realistic than what you could show on television.
It's too real for me almost when I'm sitting here talking to you. I mean, I couldn't do what you do, but that's why I say I admire. Yeah.
But then when I did the Dick Wolf show on Netflix, the Homicide New York, I think he did it in a way that showed, without being gory or sensationalist, the true feeling of a death scene, the darkness involved in it, and the emotions that come up.
Right.
For the police, the investigators, for everyone. I think you did a terrific job on that show.
Well, I think there's just a very tiny group of people who would be qualified to be able to handle the job that you did for 23 years, and I think they got one of the good ones, Barbara.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Again, it's Barbara Butcher, and that's her real name. That's pretty funny. Barbara Butcher, the book is What the Dead Know, Learning About Life as a New York City Death Investigator. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.